Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The summer concert season is officially open. Summer Stage is celebrating its 30th anniversary with an extended season from May 18th to October 4th. It'll feature over 120 free events in 16 parks across all boroughs. That includes this funk singer, George Clinton, playing on July 15th. That is one of the must-see concerts, according to WNYC's John Schaefer. He joins us now with his top five list for summer music. Hi, John.
Hi, Richard.
So, funk? Really? You like funk, John?
How can you not like George Clinton? I mean, the amazing thing about this concert, yes, it's Central Park Summer Stage. It's actually being held at Queensbridge Park, right by the Queensboro Bridge.
Okay.
So if there's anything that could possibly compete with the sight of George Clinton in all his funk finery, it might be sunset behind the New York City skyline.
Amazing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So let's now go in chronological order. Singer-songwriter Sharon Van Etten at Governor's Ball on Randall's Island on June 6th. What's so special about her?
She's a great example of what's been coming out of Brooklyn for the last 10 years or more. You know, the indie rock scene, a genuine community of people who know and like each other and work with each other. And they work together in harmony, and harmony vocals are really what makes Sharon Van Etten's music stand out.
Now, another singer-songwriter on your list is Nico Case, playing on June 12th at Northside Festival, which happens in Williamsburg and Greenpoint.
Catch a falling star, but wash your hands of it. Catch a falling star, because you can own it.
And you've been a fan for a long time?
Oh, Nico Case, yeah. She's a kind of a country noir singer who has had a definite foothold in the indie rock camp as well. Just a great voice, these kind of creamy vocals that sound like they are a holdover from the 50s or the 60s.
Next up, D'Angelo with the Gary Clark Jr. opening for him, I believe, at Forest Hill Stadium.
Yeah, now this is, you know, D'Angelo was away for a very long time, over a decade. So the weight of expectation when he finally released his new album, Black Messiah, those expectations were heavy. The record is really, really good.
Said, I just wanna go back, baby, back to where.
D'Angelo can be a hit-or-miss performer, but his opening act, Gary Clark Jr., is a can't-miss live performer, an amazing blues guitarist whose records, I think, don't do him justice. You have to see this guy live. And D'Angelo, you know, the record's great. He's definitely worth checking out.
And Forest Hill Stadium, it's kind of getting a resurgence now, right?
Yeah. They hosted The Who for The Who Turn 50, so they've had some pretty big-ticket items there.
I'm going to mention that D'Angelo will be there on June 21st. And the last pick goes to indie rock New Pornographers. Celebrate Brooklyn on July 11th.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite indie rock bands. Again, a kind of community of musicians who have other projects, but they come together. Great songwriting. And for fans of the Beatles, you know, maybe a little echo of that kind of big production sound.
I think that's where I'll head. WNYC's John Schaefer's expanded list is online at WNYC.org. John, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Richard.
This is WNYC.